Welcome to the Confidence Lounge podcast, where we cover all things confidence in life and business. I'm your host, Elise Conroy, and I'm on a passionate mission to help thousands of women across the world feel more confident from the inside out. Because not on my watch am I ever going to watch another woman do insecure life and business again. So if you're ready to become your most confident self, mama, or businesswoman, you're exactly where you're supposed to be. So grab your favorite beverage, get nice and comfy, and get ready to receive today's confidence injection. Welcome to week 3 of the Live Your Best Life Challenge. Oh my God, your power looks, friends. These confident aesthetics that you put together. Ooh, keep sending me these exciting pictures on Instagram. Keep showing me your space cleansing images. I am so here for it. I'm loving also how you all are being so intentional about your elevation squad. You are doing the damn thing in such a powerful way, and I'm so inspired by you. We are going to keep this going this week, and we are going to take some big steps to really bring your life into that best life that you have been visualizing. We're going to do the damn thing and put major action behind it this week, because here's the reality. We are almost at 21 days. So we are sitting here at January 15th right now. And you know, we talked about it takes 21 days to build a habit. So by next week, so on Sunday, if you have continued this work, you have these habits cementing. So today we are going to ground this in action. And I really want you to take what I say today and immediately act on it. Do not wait to do this. Take steps today to make it happen. Because once again, the whole entire goal with this challenge is to get you into a place where you are the woman who is confidently living her best life by January 31st. So we know by the 21st, if you've done everything that I've said so far, you're going to have new habits established. You're already going to be showing up as that version of you who's living her best life. And how we're going to work today is you're actually going to start booking things. You're like, wait, what? So here's what we're going to do in today's challenge. You're going to take the actions required to live your best life, whatever that looks like for you, because now is the time to do what you say you want to do. So I want you to be the woman who actually does the damn thing. So what we're going to focus on today are really specific criteria of booking time to care for yourself, booking your connection time to really fill your love cup and fill your energetic cup with connection via other people. You're going to book your support team, and you're going to book your adventure. So let's go into each of these categories, because I want to really talk about the importance of each specific item. So when we think of living our best life, what I look at when I've seen in terms of success, what I've seen from the women that I've coached, and there's been hundreds of women who have gone through my formula and have applied these processes, is it happens when you are doing things to take luxurious care of yourself. So you're not putting yourself last at the bottom of the list and forgetting that you deserve to pour back into yourself. Because for so many of us, we have a lot of things on our mind. We have a lot of things on our to-do list. We have a lot of things that are a priority in our life, but we don't fall on that priority list. We end up just kind of forgetting that we are a woman who still has needs, because it seems like our job is more important. It seems like being there for our family and our friends is more important. So we forget to do what we do for everybody else for ourselves. So when you actually calendar taking the time to care for yourself, and you calendar things that bring you joy, you calendar time to work on yourself, and you calendar times to have fun, guess what's going to happen? You're going to guarantee that you are living your best life. Because what I hear is that one of the number one excuses that stands in the way of truly feeling like my life is amazing is I don't have time. So you're so busy with work, you're so busy with chores, you're so busy trying to get through that to-do list that you don't have time to actually do things that you enjoy. You don't have time to do things that refill your cup, that recharge you. It seems like that's just for somebody else. It's this whole idea of we're supposed to be selfless as women and put everybody else first and give everyone else what they need. And if there's time, then we come next, right? No, I am here committed to shift the narrative on this, because that is not how it works. What that idea that I just listed here is creating is a whole generation of women who are resentful and burned out and struggling. I don't live the struggle story. You know, I just came out of my first year of motherhood. I get it. I get that struggle story. But guess what I did? I had to be my own biggest advocate and fight for my time. And you better believe I calendared things like massages, baths, time to go read a book, time to meditate, time to go to the gym, Because I knew that these things were a vital part of my existence. And if I'm going to show up and be my best self for my family, for you here on this podcast, for the women that I work with inside the CAN program, I have to give myself my attention, my care, my wellness first, right? I have to put my own oxygen mask on first. Because for so many of us, we don't do what they tell us to do on the plane. Like if the plane's starting to go down, it's like, oh, I got to put my oxygen mask on my kid. And the next thing you know, you're struggling because you don't have your oxygen mask on. So many of us are living our life. We're checked out. We're in these, you know, sleepwalking through life. We're in this place where it just feels impossible to feel good because we are so buried underneath a mountain of to-dos. So this week, we are going to start putting you first. We are going to start putting time on the calendar. And the hardest part of this is going to be following through. I'm going to tell you that in advance because there's going to be stuff that comes up. There's going to be a fire of the day that needs your attention. And what I'm asking you to do is to protect the time that you set for yourself at all costs. Because once again, if you're going to start transitioning into this version of you, if you're going to start actually becoming the woman who confidently lives her best life, at some point, you're going to have to start making the shift to put yourself first. So this roadmap to live your best life is going to happen when you protect this time on your calendar. And I have so many clients who will come to me and they're like, Elise, you don't understand. This thing came up at work. Did you know you could say no? Oh, but then this thing happened with my kids. Okay. Was there anybody else who could have handled that you could have delegated this to? Right? Like there's always a way to protect your time. Let me back up. Sometimes shit happens. I get it. Now being a mom, I 100% understand. I didn't get this before becoming a mom. I'm like, what do you mean all this stuff happened with your kids? Why is this so crazy? You know, I'm coming off of Micah being sick and it was just, oh God, it was like the world was ending. So shit happens, right? So in those cases, I get it. You're going to have to prioritize things at other times. But what I want you to start training yourself to do is getting into the habit of protecting your time for yourself first. Because what's going to end up happening is everybody is going to get better when you get strong, when you get well, when you prioritize your mental, physical, and emotional health, when you start investing back into yourself, because what's going to end up happening is you're going to have more energy in your reserves. You're going to have an energy surplus to give from. You're going to be feeling better. And that's going to be a vibration that passes along to everybody around you. They're going to be like, what are you doing over there? You're like looking real good. You're feeling real good. You're like very high vibe over here. And that's what I want your reality to be. And that's what's going to come on the other side of protecting your time. So I invite you to let go of any thoughts that offer you to feel like you are not a priority in your life and that you don't deserve this or that you're not worthy of this or something else is more important of this, because this is truly one of the most important things that you can ever do for yourself is to plug yourself in just like you do with your phone every single night. If we are giving our phones, our cars, right? We're putting our car on the charger at night. If you have an electric car, you're putting gas in it. If we're doing this for our electronics and our devices and our material things, why can we not do this for ourselves? Okay. This is something I'm so passionate about. I get like on my soapbox and get all crazy about it because I look at what my life was after I left Estee Lauder, after 2 decades of just burning the candle at both ends, working 80 hour weeks, flying 100,000 miles a year. I was gray. I was over 200 pounds. I was miserable. I was a shell of who I used to be. The zest of life that I used to embody was gone and I was just existing. And it didn't feel good to be alive in the way that it used to. And the way that I brought myself back, it took a year, but I gave myself that time to just pour into myself and do things that brought me joy. And I had to figure out what that looked like again midway through my 30s when I started doing this work because I didn't know. And now I'm so clear, right? So I took that time and that is what brought me back to life. That is what revived me. That's where living my best life started again, because I wasn't living my best life when I was killing myself and overworking and just, you know, feeling like I wasn't good enough and that I still had to prove myself, because that's what kept me at work. And that's what kept me in the pattern of burning out. And even though I knew I should have stopped, even though I shouldn't have woken up in the middle of the night to answer that email, even though I shouldn't have stayed the extra hours, even though I shouldn't have gone on that flight to go do this random project that popped up 24 hours earlier, I went against everything that I knew because I thought I had to. And now I see so clearly, none of us have to. It is a decision to stay in that way of operating. And I want you to break this cycle right now, because what this cycle will always prevent you from doing is living your best life. Okay. So here is your challenge for this week. We're going to keep this super, super simple. The first thing I want you to do is I want you to think about what is one thing that you can do to care for yourself this week And when are you going to put this on the calendar? So this can be something as simple as going to get a massage. It could be a girls' night. It could be taking time to read a book. It could be watching your favorite show. It could be making a delicious meal, going on a hike. Whatever feels good to you that you feel like, okay, that feels like self-care, right? Because truly, to me, self-care, how I like to define it, is whatever you do to recharge your batteries. So there's two forms of self-care. There's intrinsic self-care, where you're actually caring for yourself from the inside out, which is caring for your mind, caring for your physical body, caring for your emotional needs, caring for your spirituality. And then there's external self-care. So that's anything that happens like massages or pedicures or, girl time, right? Like those things are all valuable, but it's not going to be the same lasting effects as when you're actually doing the intrinsic self-care. So I invite you, if you want to do both, you can even pick one intrinsic care opportunity and one external care opportunity, right? So I want you to think about what would feel good to recharge your batteries this week. And I want you to pick a time on the calendar. Maybe it's even just going to the gym. And even if you go to the gym for 30 minutes, that is good enough. Do not let your brain tell you that, oh, I didn't do that for long enough. It wasn't good enough. Anytime there's a not enough in there, all you're doing is shaming and judging yourself. So do not block yourself from doing the things that you need to care for yourself because you are, attached to this idea that it's not good enough. No, you decide what is enough. You were born good enough. Do not let your brain lie to you. Okay, so that is the first challenge, is to book your time to care for yourself. And something I do for all of my clients in the CAN program is I challenge them to a me day. So you're like, okay, Elise, what the heck is a me day? So it is a day for you of uninterrupted you time, and I encourage them to do at least 4 to 6 hours of just you time. Because if you don't know how to be your own best friend first, if you don't know how to love and enjoy your own company first, we're in trouble, right? Because you're always going to be looking to other people to provide that for you. You're always going to be looking for other people to externally validate you, to be your source of fun, to be your source of stimulation. And I used to be that person. So when it shifted for me is when I started working in beauty. I was traveling nonstop across the world by myself. And I'm like, okay, I'm in these foreign countries doing all these things and I'm by myself. So how can I have fun when I'm alone? Because I have to learn how to enjoy my own company. I have to learn how to be on an airplane for, sometimes 10 to 15 to 20 hours to get to where I'm going alone. And I don't want to not have fun doing this. I don't want it to be a terrible experience. I don't want to feel uncomfortable the whole way through. So yeah, you better believe I had to learn how to be my own best friend first, how to have a blast in my own company, how to enjoy every single moment, whether I'm dining alone, going on a tour by myself, sitting on a beach by myself. Like, I want you to be your own best friend. So give yourself the gift of a me day. Challenge yourself, just like I challenge all the women inside of the CAN program to do. I literally provide you with a list of so many ideas of things that you can do that would feel so fun and delicious. Just do something that brings you joy. Do something, I've had clients go hike to the top of a mountain by themselves. I've had clients do like solo spa days. I've had clients book solo trips to the other side of the world. One of my clients went to Bali for her me day, and I was like, that's an epic me day. Maybe you decide to go to a retreat, like whatever it is. Challenge yourself to a me day and just see if you have fun and notice any areas where you feel uncomfortable and notice any areas where you feel triggered, because that's your growth opportunity presenting itself in real time. So you can see like, oh, okay, I have an opportunity to, learn how to be at a restaurant by myself and eat by myself. Maybe I used to be the person that was like, I could never eat alone. That would just mean I'm desperate and I'm alone. But man, I see now women who are unafraid to eat alone. Those are the most powerful women at the table, right? Because she knows like, I can enjoy my own company. I don't need anybody else to stimulate me. I'm just here living my best life, enjoying a meal. And I don't need anybody else to make this happen for me, right? Like, be that secure in your own skin. Okay, so that is challenge number one. Challenge number two is to book connection time. So who do you feel disconnected from right now? Is it yourself? Is it maybe your family? Is it your friends? Is it your partner? If so, if you are feeling disconnected from yourself, do the me day. If you're feeling disconnected from your family, plan a family day. Plan a moment where it's just you guys, where you have all of your attention, all of your presence. Make everybody in the room put their phone on do not disturb so everybody is present with each other. Maybe you go on a day adventure, maybe you go on a vacation, maybe you play games. Whatever needs to happen to just really connect deeply with your family, where people are not distracted, where people are 100% present. If it's your partner, maybe you go on a date night. and do something you guys have been saying you wanted to do. Maybe you see a show, try a new restaurant, go get a couple's massage, go see a movie. Just think about, where do you feel disconnected in your life? Maybe it's spirituality. So you go to church, you go meditate, you go to maybe it's a meditation center or a spirituality center. Where do you need to build connection with yourself right now and with other people? Because we are living in a society, especially with social media, where loneliness is at an all-time high. And it is truly a crisis, because when people feel lonely, what they end up doing, and this isn't intentional, but they're feeling so low that they end up self-isolating. And nothing good comes out of putting yourself on an island and expecting, you know, people to come for you, right? Like, you have to throw yourself your own life preserver. And loneliness is a big thing that I see coming up inside the CAN program with some of the women that I work with, especially the women who are holding high-ranking positions within companies, because they have a lot on their shoulders and they don't know how to connect with people anymore because they're kind of in their own league. Maybe some people, like what we talked about in last week's challenge, they have elevation squads that are bringing them down because their friend circle isn't where they're at, so people don't understand them. They don't know their stresses. They don't feel seen or understood by people. I don't want you further disconnecting and further pulling yourself apart from the world and building a fortress around you because you feel lonely and disconnected. So create that connection for yourself, even if that connection happens through an online interaction, through going to Starbucks and actually talking to the person who's taking your coffee order. Maybe you go to a museum and you're asking people about what it is that you're looking at in the exhibit. Get connected, because connection is one of those things that we need as humans. We are pack animals. We are designed to be with other people. So whether you're an introvert or an extrovert, it doesn't matter. There's still an element of connection that we as humans fundamentally need in order to thrive. So create that connection for yourself, because that is going to be vital and a vital aspect of you living your best life. Okay, challenge number three is, I want you to book your support team. So think about right now, what do you need to thrive? Do you need to book the doctor's appointment because you've been putting off getting something checked, and every time you think about it getting checked, you have a stress spiral and you're like, oh my God, I'm definitely having cancer. I have cancer and I'm dying, right? Like, I have gone through that so many times in my life. I have found a commonality with successful women. This is super interesting. This happens that the more successful we get, the more that we fear that we have to lose. And so we start obsessing about like little health things, and they end up blowing up. They get really big. And next thing you know, you're like, I'm going to lose everything because I'm going to get cancer and die. I found also this happens when people become moms, because now it's like, you really have a lot to lose. You've got kids to care for. And oh my God, what if my husband and family dies, or, you know, whatever. So if you are in a place right now where you are concerned about something with your health, go put a doctor's appointment on the calendar so you can get it resolved. Because what I don't want you doing is losing hours of your life this year overthinking and obsessing about some, you know, hypothetical health crisis that might not even be a thing. You know, I'll be very transparent with you. I had this come up when my business really exploded in 2021. There was a lump in my boob and I was like, okay, definitely have cancer. I just have all these clients and now I'm going to have to tell them that I can no longer be their coach and I'm going to have to refund them. Oh my God, what am I going to do? And I literally went to the fact of like, oh, I'm already dying. And I'm like, whoa, 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 Elise. And granted, I think a lot of it was because I'm watching my parents fight stage four cancer. So that's a very real thing in my mind. It's a very real fear. But I went to the doctor and they were like, yeah, and they told me something I can't unhear. And I'm going to share this with you. It's very embarrassing. But they're like, you just have chunky peanut butter boobs, which means you have cystic boobs and they're going to get bigger and smaller every single month when you start your cycle. So this is totally normal. You're going to feel the pain. You're going to have things that feel like a little bit more chunky. But I got a mammogram. Nothing showed up. And all of a sudden I was like, I dedicated months to that stress and there was nothing even there. What a waste of time. So go be the woman who gets her care in check, because how can you live your best life if you're afraid that you're going to die, right? And I'm not trying to dramatize this, but for so many of us, this is where our brain takes it. We go to catastrophizing. We go to our worst case scenario and one little tiny thing. It's like we have a mole on our neck and it's like definitely dying from skin cancer, right? Like, if you think that's what it is, stop overthinking it and go to the doctor's appointment and get her done. Okay, your support. Now, maybe you need to get your car serviced. Go get your car serviced. Maybe you want to start working on yourself. Hire a coach. Hire a therapist. Go process the pain from the past. If you want to work with me, I have openings coming up in January. Book a strategy session now so you can be first in when those opportunities become available to you. So get on the calendar now. I'll drop the link for you to book in the comments. So that way, or in the show notes so that way you can book it. Get ahead of it. Be the woman who puts action behind her growth, right? Like, don't just talk about it. Be about it. That's why we're putting the shit on the calendar right now. Because what I see is women who live a whole entire life bound by excuses versus bound by results. Don't be that woman who knows, okay, there's a coach that can help me right now. There's a therapist who can help me right now. There is a counselor who can help me right now. Lean in and be the woman who gets the help that she needs to live her best life. Only you can do this for you. And I have a client that just started in the CAN program, and she was so nervous to invest in herself. She's like, part of it doesn't feel good. She's like, I don't feel good investing in myself. And I'm like, that's so interesting, because didn't you just buy a new car? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, why did that feel good? But it doesn't feel good to put money behind your growth. And she's like, that's really interesting. And so we have been trained as women to invest in material things, but not to invest in ourselves. So think about when we're growing up. Our parents, if we want to go in ballet, we want to learn how to, you know, play an instrument, we want to be an actor, we want to learn how to sing, they will hire support for us to learn the skill. So they might hire an acting coach, a vocal coach, they might put you in gymnastics classes or ballet classes, whatever. But yet for us as adults, we don't invest in ourselves and we don't invest in our learning. And I really think when you're not learning, you're dying. You just become in this place where you're stagnant, nothing is elevating. So if you want to advance a skill, if you want to learn a different language, hire a language coach. If you want to learn how to play a sport, go hire an athletics coach, right? Start taking classes. Really invest in whatever your support team looks like. If you're tired of having a house that and you don't want to clean it anymore, you know, we have somebody come and clean our house 2 times a month. She charges $125 every 2 weeks. It is the best $125 that I can spend because it frees up 6 hours of my time. So that's 12 hours a month for my support team. I have a nanny. We have a gardener. We have a pool person. Right? Like, these people are all a part of our support team for us to live our best life, because I don't want to be out there vacuuming the pool. It's so much easier for me to spend $80 a month on that than it is for me to go do that myself, because my time is more valuable. So when you start prioritizing your time, prioritizing your health, prioritizing your wisdom, your knowledge, your emotional maturity, well-being, and freedom, those things are going to feel so good to invest in. But until you make that shift and you're only prioritizing material things, right? You can live in a perfectly renovated house. You can drive that new car. But if you still feel like shit as a human, you're not going to feel good as you're living in this beautiful new house. You're still going to be fighting with your husband about who knows what, because you haven't resolved the pain from your ex-boyfriend. And now you're bringing that baggage into your relationship with your husband. You're going to be driving this new car all about town, stressing about money because you've never healed your issues with finances. And you're going to be like, oh my God, am I going to be able to pay this car payment? I don't know. Like, I love this car. It's so beautiful. But why do we keep investing in material things and expecting ourselves to feel better? This is the difference, once again, between the intrinsic self-care versus the external self-care. If you aren't healing yourself from the inside out, taking care of yourself from the inside out, investing in yourself from the inside out, there's only so much externally that is going to get you so far, right? It's like, I talk to so many clients, and I live in LA, plastic surgery is a real thing. People think that you can fix yourself if you just go see this doctor, get the Botox, and now all of a sudden you're magically going to feel confident and secure. No, you still have to treat the internal thing that is creating the insecurity to begin with, right? If not, that plastic surgeon is just going to prey on you and be like, well, next thing you know, you need a tummy tuck, so come back and see me then. And he's just planted a new insecurity into you versus you being in a place where you already feel so incredible about yourself. That's like, oh, that doctor is so wrong. My stomach is perfect, exactly as it is. Like, imagine being in a place where you felt that secure about yourself and that confident, to where somebody could literally offer you an insecurity and you just let it bounce right off of you, because that's a them thing and not a you thing. This is why we have to invest in ourselves first. And when my client was telling me how uncomfortable it was to invest in her, I'm like, totally normal, because we're taught to invest in other things from a superficial level or a materialistic level, and we're expecting that to make us feel good. This is why so many people go into debt. We're shopping to fill a void because it gives you a quick hit of dopamine, which is a feel-good hormone. And then all of a sudden you're like, ooh, that feels nice. Let me do it again. But you end up getting trapped in a pattern of overspending to fill the void and to self-soothe, and you never actually end up feeling good long-term, right? So it's that quick hit of dopamine, which feels good for a second. Same thing happens with food. A lot of people emotionally eat, and it gives you that quick hit of dopamine, but you're not actually treating what is causing you to overeat. You're not treating what is causing you to overspend. And this is what I treat inside the CAN program, because we've got to get aware of what it is that is keeping you going to that behavior and understand why you do that in order to really remedy that. Because we don't want that being a behavior that is, because for a lot of us, that's not serving us. So why do we continue to repeat it? It's just become habitual at this point. So we've got to break the habit. We've got to interrupt that thought process. We've got to interrupt that way of doing. So that way you can really get the support that you need to heal the thing that is keeping you from having what your best life actually looks like, right? Okay. Oh God, I'm so passionate about this. I'm on my soapbox, friends. I'm on my soapbox. Okay. So I want you to book your support team, whether that's a coach like me, whether that is, you know, somebody to help you in advancing a skill, whether it's a fitness coach, whether it's a dietitian, whether it's a homeopathic doctor, whatever it is, whatever your support team looks like, go book that. Get it on the calendar, get ready. Because once again, that's like, sometimes we just need people to help get us out of the way. We need people to show us our truth. We need people to give us the next step. Go get yourself that support. Okay, the last challenge for week three is I want you to book an adventure. What feels fun right now? What was on your 2024 bucket list that you established in week one of this challenge? Have you done anything from that bucket list yet? If not, today is a beautiful day to get started on that list, right? Do not wait to have fun. I feel like so many of us as adults, it's like, oh, fun is for kids, dreaming's for kids. No, I'm a big kid at heart. Like, a byproduct of being in my energy and hanging out with me is you're going to have so much fun. People have told me, they're like, Elise, one of my best days of my life or my best night of my life was with you. Thank you. And I'm like, you're welcome. That's how we do things here, right? Because I love having fun. Fun is one of my governing forces in life. Fun is just a non-negotiable for me. And especially coming out of my first year of motherhood, there wasn't a lot of fun there. So now I'm back to living my best life, having so much fun. I'm not in survival mode anymore. I'm not in struggle mode. I am just out there doing all the fabulous things, having all the fun. And my micro fun can happen. Massive fun can happen. For me, fun can be cuddling my baby, chasing him around the counter, you know, throwing the ball for my dog, going on a walk. Like, those things are all super fun to me. So is going to a luxury resort in the Dominican Republic and doing all sorts of fun excursions and living my best life and eating all yummy foods, right? Like, they're both equally as fun, but in different ways. So I want you to think about one thing that you can do today, not tomorrow, not next week, not next year, today to have fun. And I want you to go do that. I don't want you to give yourself any excuses. I want you to just go do that, right? And then I want you to think about whatever it was on your bucket list that you had assigned, or whatever it is that you think could be fun to do this year, I want you to book it. And I want you to book it now, because I want you to have something on your calendar at all times to look forward to. Because for a lot of us, because we're so busy, because there's so much going on in our lives, we lose sight of those moments that we look forward to. And so this, at the end of 2023, that was a big factor in my life, to where I wanted to start really getting intentional about having very strategic fun again. So I would talk to my best friend, and we would pick like 4 days out of the month where we knew we were going to get together. I was talking with other friends and I'm like, okay, I want to go to this pop-up thing in Hollywood. I want to go to this museum here. I want to go dance here. I want to go eat at this bougie girly restaurant here. And at all given moments, I had something fun on the calendar to look forward to. That is why for turning 40, I had 40 micro celebrations and 4 massive celebrations, and literally funnest month. Oh my God. Like, I can't even tell you how much fun I had in December celebrating myself because why not? I've celebrated, you know, so much. And it was so incredible to always have something. We did wine tasting, you know, had this beautiful, quaint experience at this cottage in wine country. We went on a glamping trip at the beach. You know, obviously we went to the Dominican Republic. Like, I did a luxury spa day for myself. And at any given moment, I would look at my calendar and I'm like, oh my God, this is going to be so much fun. We went to like winter wonderland festivals. I had all these fun things planned with my mom. Like, it was so fun. So I want you to be in a mode where fun is your go-to, where fun is a priority, where your hobbies are not just something you'd like to do. They are something you are actively doing, where you are constantly filling your cup with joy and you're filling your life, a portfolio of experience, with just things that you are so excited to do, to where you are excited to live your life, to where if you were watching your life on a TV, you would think, oh my God, my life is so amazing. Everyone would aspire to live a life like this because my life is the shit. It is so fun. It is so valuable. It's incredible. Like, this is how I want you to feel about your life. So this week is all about taking action. Confident action now is what I am the master of. So when we get out of our comfort zone and we start really doing the thing and being the woman who puts action behind our words, guess what becomes inevitable? Feeling confident. Every time you leave your comfort zone, it's going to feel uncomfortable for a second. But there's going to be so much beautiful confidence, so much learning, so much life experience that happens in that space of leaving your comfort zone behind. So I challenge you to get out of your comfort zone and go do something fun. Go do something for yourself that feels like an adventure, whether that's a day trip or it ends up being a full-on vacation. It doesn't matter. Just do the thing. Once again, 21 days to create a habit. I want you to be in the habit of having fun. Even if it's one tiny fun thing that you do a day, maybe you just dance for a second, right? If you're like a recovering party girl like me, where we put our heels down, but there's still that desire to like twerk it a little bit, right? Like go twerk it out. Go put a song on where you're like, oh, maybe it's Britney Spears, right? Maybe you just go dance it out to Britney. Whatever. Go take a picture of yourself when you feel beautiful. And then on days where you forget how gorgeous you are, you pull that picture up and you're like, God, that feels fun. I had such a great day that day. Like do these little things for yourself because this is going to be what gets you in the habit of being the you that lives her best life. So be the woman who doesn't just say she's going to do something. Do it. Right? Be about it. Don't just talk about it. Be about it. Implement all of the things that we have talked about that you have learned already. This is your guarantee that you're going to become the you who is confidently living her best life that much faster. All right, my friend, that is this week's challenge, is to book it. Book it, book it, book it. Okay. Next week, we are going to be talking all about really looking at an idea of this beautiful evolution of self and really stepping into this concept of, yeah, this is just who I am now. So we're going to take this all to the next level next week. I'm so excited to continue this. Please keep tagging me in your pictures on Instagram and all sharing all your progress with me. I want to see the things that you end up booking. Share it all with me. I love you all so much. And thank you so much again for continuing to support this podcast, for sharing this challenge with all of your friends. I'm so grateful to you for every single rating and review. Please keep them coming because all this does is help other women get to enjoy this experience, get to take this confident medicine that we get to share every single week inside of the Confidence Lounge. I just said conference lounge. Ew, no conference rooms. Blech. God, that just gave me PTSD saying that. Okay. I love you all so much. I will be back with you next week. Have a beautiful rest of your day. Bye. Oh, hey, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If this helped you, I would love for you to share the gift of confidence with a friend because this is how we all grow. So share this with your girls, a coworker, a fellow mama, or your fam on social media because we all need support in our confidence journey. So sharing can help us heal, feel better, and take steps to grow now. Also, I'd love if you would drop your rating in. Ratings and reviews help me so much more than you realize. And if you found yourself listening today and thinking, I need professional support, I would love to invite you to join the CAN program where I will teach you how to take confident action now. If increased confidence is what you want, this is multiple months of dedicated you time where we will do the deep work on you to create your most confident self, both personally and professionally. Because once you know how to generate the feeling of confidence from the inside out, the possibilities become endless and your results become inevitable. This is the most valuable investment you will ever make in yourself, and I cannot wait to see who you become on the other side of doing this work on you. So visit me at soulmakeup.com to learn more, or come be my bestie on Instagram. You can find me at your soul makeup. See you next time.